Turns out you can go home again. A Southern California native originally drafted by the Dodgers organization, Chase Utley took a 13-year-long detour toiling for the Philadelphia Phillies. But what a detour it was. Joining me to look back and then ahead, Marcus Hayes, Daily News sports columnist. Marcus, thanks for joining us on Newsworks tonight.
My pleasure, Dave. Thank you.
I enjoyed your article in today's paper where you said that Chase Utley belongs on the Mount Rushmore of Philly athletes. Now, what's the criteria?
Well, you don't only have to be talented and accomplished. You have to be beloved, universally beloved, in the moment and beyond.
Now, in Philly, is that love in the form of showing grit?
Grit and the blue-collar ethic and never, ever taking a shot at the fans who are incredibly sensitive to that sort of thing.
Let's put Chase Utley in the context of the heyday when the Phillies took home the championship. He was joined by, of course, Jimmy Rollins, with whom now he's paired once again, and Ryan Howard.
Well, you know, that trio will go down in history, I believe, as the trio that made the bus run, because pitchers tend to be overlooked, and it's not necessarily fair to Cole Hamels, who had a down year the next year and who never won a Cy Young and who never won 20 games. Carlos Ruiz, the catcher on those really, really good Phillies teams and the current catcher as well, he probably will be minimized as well. But that's nothing you can adjudicate. It's just how people feel. The trio you mentioned, J-Roll, Ryan Howard, and Utley, I believe 25 years from now will be the trio around whom your memories revolve.
I don't remember, but apparently Chase Utley's first hit as a Philly was a Grand Slam home run. He came right out of the box. Do you have any special moments that you recall in his career?
He's the kind of guy who really relished every at bat. And because he relished it so, it was hard to not watch him. Everything he did was kind of electric and urgent. And it didn't matter whether the Phillies were up 10, down 10, or tied. It didn't matter what inning in the game it was. His at bat was an extremely important bat to him because I really believe he approached it as if it would be his last and every pitch.
Marcus, Carlos Ruiz and Ryan Howard remain with the team, but given that this year saw the departure of Jimmy Rollins, Cole Hamels, and now Chase Utley, the team is essentially disassembled from their heyday. What's next?
The two big players coming are Michael Franco, who has a wrist injury right now, plays third base, and Cesar Hernandez, who plays second base, and maybe Odubel Herrera, who's converted infielder playing outfield now. But they're a long way away. They're probably 2 or 3 years away from being really relevant. They might be decent this time next year, and maybe even a sniff the playoffs in 2 years, but they're a little bit farther away on every other front, I'd say.
Lastly, let me run this scenario by you. I think Chase Utley's a free agent after this season. What are the odds of him coming back to Philly to finish his career? And would he be welcomed by the fans?
He would be adored by the fans. But, you know, one of the interesting paradoxes the Phillies have had over the last 3 years is that they have too many middle infielders. That's who they kept drafting and developing. Cesar Hernandez, the kid I just mentioned, is a middle infielder, and they hope he's their middle infielder for 10 years. He's a very talented player, a very good player. So, you know, I don't think there's a spot for him here. I think he'd be best served in the American League where he doesn't have to play the field every day. He could be a designated hitter. So I wouldn't be surprised if he hangs around for 2 or 3 more years, but I'd be very, very surprised if he ever puts on a Phillies uniform again for anything but his Wall of Fame enshrinement and his number retirement.
Marcus, thanks for putting this in perspective on Newsworks tonight.
My pleasure, Dave. Thank you.
That's Marcus Hayes, Daily News sports columnist. And for more on Utley, you can read Brian Hickey's blog post at newsworks.org.